Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on this Sunday morning. I'm Mark Purcell. Hope your holiday's going well. On the way this morning, a look at all the downtown Cincinnati holiday happenings with Tricia Suit from Downtown Cincinnati Incorporated. And local author Craig Heimbuch will be in the studio to talk about his new memoir, And Now We Shall Do Manly Things, Discovering My Manhood Through the Great and Not-So-Great American Hunt. Procter & Gamble's Safe Drinking Water program is being called one of the world's most impactful developments. It was just presented with the 2012 Economist Social Innovation Award. This morning, Marianne Zalesnik talks with the innovator of the program, Phil Suter.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, thank you. Pleasure.
First of all, congratulations on the award. We're happy for you that you won that award. That's a big honor.
Well, thank you very much, yes. I mean, it was a very special occasion and fantastic to receive recognition on behalf, not just for myself, but for all my colleagues who've worked on the program.
Tell us, for people that don't know, tell us what the Children's Safe Drinking Water Program really is.
It's a program designed to address a critical need, which is the need for clean drinking water. The program uses a simple powdered water treatment packet that consumers can use in their home. So it's an in-home water treatment product that really is there to provide clean water in the developing world.
Now, it sounds so very simple now, but it didn't start out that way. Why don't we go back a little bit to the beginning? Tell us why you thought at first that there may be a need and how you realized that there was such an issue.
Yeah, I mean, I think in terms of a need, I'd become aware through just my own traveling in parts of the developing world that, just from what I'd seen, really the poor quality of some of the drinking water sources that people were using. And then, couple that to a lot of data that was out there from organizations like the United Nations and the World Health Organization, really showing that, over a billion people lacked access to safe drinking water. This was very much what, gave me the sense that there was a clear need here that needed to be addressed.
So when you realized there was a need, what did you do next?
Well, at the time, I was fortunate in working within Procter & Gamble that my job was changing, and I got given a job which was really to look for new business opportunities outside of the businesses that P&G was operating in at the time. And I'd sort of had the idea that, I felt it could be technically possible to produce, such a product. And, I applied for some funding within P&G to go explore this this option.
How did you even begin? I mean, what did you, what was your goal as to how you would try to fix the water, clean the water?
I'd been working a little bit within P&G on how to recycle wash water. So at the time we were looking at taking water that people use for their wash cycle and then making it fit to rinse fabrics such that people could do their laundry process, again, in the developing world, with without the need to use so much water. And the technologies I'd started to look at in that context, I felt some of them we could also use in the context of cleaning up drinking water. So really it was a reapplication of some of the work I'd started there onto the problem of treating surface waters, well waters, flood waters to make them possible.
Let's talk a little bit about how it works, because the idea of dumping powder in water sounds like, gosh, that would make the water taste bad or that could do all sorts of things. How does this powder work?
It works very similarly to the way that a lot of the water that's treated in municipal water treatment plants is treated. So it essentially, you can imagine it almost like a dirt magnet. So you add it to the water, and the water undergoes some purification processes. And in those processes, effectively what you're doing is to precipitate out a lot of the agents that are present in water that can cause you harm. So things like cysts and heavy metals, bacteria, viruses. And what will happen is these things will slowly start to form into initially small particles, and then eventually they'll create very big particles that sink and drop to the bottom of the water, leaving your clean, purified water that you can drink. So really it's sweeping out, if you like, all the bad stuff in the water and leaving it purified and disinfected.
So what do you do with it? If it all sinks to the bottom, then you pour it through a filter?
Obviously, it needs to be very simple to use. So, know, I mean, the product is designed such that those lumps, if you like, at the bottom are large, such that you can filter it through, you know, any piece of cloth you'd have lying about in the home. Or, you know, if you don't even have access to cloth, you can just decant it. But you know, the recommendation would be just to filter it through a piece of cloth, and it gives you nice, clear drinking water and leaves the residue behind where you've stripped out all the things in the water that you wouldn't want to drink.
Now, I assume you've tasted the water.
On multiple occasions, yes. The first thing when you go to a country, if you're going to make claims that you think you can clean up someone's drinking water source, they want to watch you drink it first.
What's it taste like?
It tastes very similar to our water. I mean, similar to water in our countries. I mean, you know, the disinfectant in the water is chlorine, so it has a mild chlorinated taste. You know, not dissimilar to what we would drink, you know, coming out of a tap in say the U.S.
And how long does the whole process take from the time you put the powder in the water until you can drink it?
I mean, we recommend about 15 minutes. So, but in reality, I mean, you add the powder, and the instructions are to stir until the water is clear and you have, you know, your big lumps separated out in the bottom. And that process itself takes about 5 minutes. We recommend about 15 minutes before you drink the water, because, you know, that just gives time for the chlorine disinfectant to act fully.
Now, is there a great cost for all of this?
No, I mean, part of the challenge, of course, of the product, I mean, it needs to be simple to use, but it also needs to be very inexpensive, because a lot of the target consumers are living in some of the poorest parts of the world. So absolutely critical that this product was inexpensive to make. So that was very much designed in upfront.
Now, you've had opportunities to go out and see it in action, see people using it. What does that make you feel like? What are you seeing when you go and watch people use it?
Well, I mean, it's a tremendously humbling experience, really. I mean, I think, you know, you can work on something in your laboratory and, yeah, it all looks pretty neat. But when you get out there and actually see the difference it can really make to some people's lives and how much people really want the product. I mean, I remember the first time I went to Kenya with this. I mean, demonstrated it on the first day, and you know, literally, I had people begging me to give them product. They could really see the difference it was making. They'd never had a clear drink of water before. I mean, the water was so brown and muddy and full of bacteria as well that you know, they could see it clear up before their eyes. And you know, it's been really inspiring actually to go visit some of the people towards the end of some of the clinical studies we've been able to run, where they've seen a real difference to, you know, how ill their children are, seeing real reductions in disease. And, it's something people really appreciate, and it's something that's, you know, makes you feel good about being a scientist.
How many countries is it in now?
I think it's in 67 countries at last count. So,
do you see the program expanding?
We're continuing to look to expand it. So, to date, we've delivered about 5 billion litres of clean drinking water since 2004, which is great. But we have an announced intent now to try to provide enough clean water to save one life every hour. And in order to do that, we need to provide 2 billion litres of drinking water every year. And, you know, if we're successful in that, we'd estimate that would save about 10,000 lives.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
Well, thank you very much.
I've been talking with Phil Suter. He is a section head in the Household Care Global Business Unit of Procter & Gamble. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Marianne Zalesnik.